Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Mama from a jail cell, and who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. Passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, you're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you.
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stay real, and I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And There's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Oh, yes. We're back. It's the E-Man After Show. Oh, yes. Come on in. Hey, it's the E-Man After Show. I want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, coming in on the network. Welcome back to We Talk Radio Network. It's the E-Man After Show. I am in the building on tonight. We see you guys coming in on the phone lines on tonight. Those of you coming in around on the network, welcome to the E-Man After Show. Man, this is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Well, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there on this evening, tonight, wherever you are chimed in all around the globe over here on We Talk Radio Network. We want to welcome you to the E-Man After Show. Happy Mother's Day to you. Man, we are celebrating Mother's Day. Just jumped off the Men to the Mentor Show. We want to thank all of you guys that follow us from the Men to the Mentor Show over here on the E-Man After Show. Man is out tonight. She's got a night off on tonight. She's on vacation. Why? Because she's celebrating Mother's Day. She have had a blessed Mother's Day and a blessed Mother's Day weekend. So she's off tonight. So you hanging out with E-Man on tonight. We want you guys to call us up here at 563-999-3456. And if you want to salute your mothers on tonight, you want to give a shout out, you want to honor your mother and celebrate your mother, tonight is the night to do that over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, I'm so appreciative to all of you guys that join us every Sunday night. Man, we're back for another great episode. Listen, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media. This is the part what Mandy would do. You know, she would read off, because, you know, we're on about 50 or 60 different platforms, and she at this particular moment would read those different platforms. I ain't got them in front of me, but I know we over there on Spotify. I know we over there on Deezer, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. It's a whole lot of sites she'd be reading out. But you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. And just sit back and listen and enjoy all the great shows that's over here on We Talk Radio Network. Then we have a YouTube channel. If you want to go to our YouTube channel, it's one word. You can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment if you like. But if you want to subscribe, as Mandy would say, hit that subscribe button. And hit that link and that subscribe button, and it'll give you all the great content and all the great shows that we have over here on We Talk Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Got a great show lined up for you guys on tonight, because we're honoring mothers. Man, it's been a blessed day. Hopefully, we're honoring mothers that's living and mothers that's gone on to be with the Lord. My mother's gone on to be with the Lord. It's been 2 years now. I want to honor her. And to those of you, your mothers is going on, you just want to call up tonight and honor them, you can do that on the E-Man After Show. If your mother's living, if you're a single mother, your young mother, your elderly mother, call up. It's Mother's Day. Man, it is Mother's Day. We had a great show over there on Blog Talk Radio, on the Men to the Mentor Show. I had one of my good friends that called in, and I made him my co-host on the spot tonight. And I asked her to call into the E-Man After Show, because I said, I'm going to make you my co-host tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. So let me see if I can bring her up. She called in. Frenchon, are you there?
Hello? Am here again, following you to the E-Man After Show. I'm here.
Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show, Frenchon. Man, I just got you on the spot all night long, huh? So, man, but this is fun. I want to appreciate you for hanging out with me on tonight. You know, Amanda would normally be here, and I want to thank you for filling in on tonight. You know, I do spontaneous stuff, from Sean. I just put people on the spot. You call up here, you lie to be a co-host for tonight. Huh?
Apparently. I said, apparently so, sir.
Well, thank you for, you know, hanging out with a brother on tonight, because this, for Sean, I know you listen to the E-Man After Show. You do follow the show, right? It's your first time?
I do.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you know, we have a lot of listeners out there that listen and follow. And the reason why I know that from Sean, because, you know, when I'm around and at work and talking to different people, they be telling me about the show. I say, so you listen? Oh, yeah, I listen over there on the network. Yeah, you know, I listen over there on Spotify. So we want to appreciate all our listeners all around the globe that listen to this great network. We've been around for 12 years. The owner of this network, for Sean, she's a black woman. And she's on
Let's
We
go.
Talk Radio. Yes. She started this network about 12 years. Miss Kia Davis. Shout out to Miss Kia D. Hello, Miss Kia Davis. We want to shout out to you and want to honor you on tonight. Happy Mother's Day to you, Miss Kia Davis. Wherever you are, I know you listening somewhere. And I want to honor you because she's a great mother. You have some beautiful kids. And shout out to your mother. Shout out to Miss Davis. I want to shout out to her and shout out to all the great personalities over here on We Talk Radio Network, because we have a lot of great shows that you guys can always go back and listen. Because for Sean, this is where we talk and we listen and we take action over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, man, I'm glad to have you to follow me on tonight. Man.
I'm excited.
You're excited? You sound like you're excited.
I want to hear from some callers, too. Yeah, I want to hear from some people.
Well,
saluting their moms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want y'all to call in on tonight. Those of you that's over there on the network, a lot of times they're on the network. But, like, once again, it's Mother's Day. And a lot of people out tonight celebrating their mothers, you know, and you know how family is. But it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right about now. But we are in different time zones. So it's daytime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere, it's nighttime somewhere. So those of you that's, you know, with your mom, we understand that you are hanging out and you're celebrating Mother's Day. Just a beautiful day. And I tell you, it's just been an awesome day. We broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You know, it's been kind of a little gloomy, been a little wet, been a little rainy. But, you know how it is. But then a lot of people start winding down by this time of the night, from Sean. You know, a lot of times
on
the show, men that start struggling around by this time. I look over there and she be like, yeah, because we have a very impactful day. Our day started early, and we shut it down because my show is the last show on a Sunday night from Sean, and we shut it down over here on Sunday nights, and sometimes we go up to 11 o'clock, you know, and but hey, it is what it is. We call to do stuff like this, you know. This is what we do, but we found out this is a good market. One thing to all of you listeners, I want to appreciate all of you listeners that are listening to We Talk Radio Network and the E-Man After Show, because we only keep coming back because they keep coming back. And we want to thank you. And by the way, it is something going on here that don't seem right here, but let me try to do this here right here. I don't know what that was all about. But we want to... Okay, we good now. We want all you guys to hold on a minute. For sure, my time ticker is going off. Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you guys tonight. That didn't come out right. We want to appreciate all of you guys on tonight. For Sean, I'm working the switchboard. I'm reading notes. I got a whole lot going on. I got people texting me saying happy Mother's Day, like if I'm the mama.
Well, you know what? For those that want to salute their moms and maybe they haven't called their mom yet or haven't called that other person that has been a mother figure in their life that maybe they weren't thinking about earlier in the day, it's never too late. Even if it's the next day, for those that are in other time zones, it's never too late to call that person up and just say, Happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much for the impact that you've had in my life. And just definitely giving them the flowers now.
For sure, that, because when mama is gone, you'll wish you did, right?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And so to all of you around the network, at 9:35, we do a segment over here. It's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. And at 9:35, you know, we'll have those that call in to listen to this great segment. This young man, he does a great segment over here. He encourages our hearts because what we recognize over here on the E-Man After Show with the calamities that have been going on all around the world and so much tragedy, you know, it is a sin, you know, whatever you last do before you go to bed, it stays in your psyche. And so we try to, you know, do a lot of good uplifts or a lot of encouragement if it's through music. Because I think last week when we was here, it was jazz night, and then we did Bible study this past. Yeah, shout out. We did Bible study this past Sunday night. I do a segment over here for Sean every first Sunday night where we do Bible study. It's Bible study on the E-Man After Show. And we had Pastor Nakia Webster. She was with us from the Activity Church. And she taught last Sunday night, did an awesome job. So, Miss Webster, if you're listening on tonight, we want to appreciate you. Man, she was so awesome. She, that woman of God, she came from four different particular scriptures. And, man, she taught us the Word of God. We do that every first Sunday night. So, thanks to all of you that went back and checked out the E-Man After Show, the Bible study last Sunday night. It was just amazing. But what we do for Sean, we just try to do things to uplift. And right about now, I'm getting a phone call. Hi, Miss Brenda Wright. Miss Brenda Wright is calling me right about now, and I'm doing a show. This happens all the time. People will call you. For Sean, I'm doing a live show. I get texts. I get calls. You know. Let me see it. Let me see if I'm going to see if I can bring Miss. She's calling me. Let me see if I can bring her up. Let me.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Wright. How are you? She hung up.
No. Well, maybe we'll get her in a moment. But I wanted to say, when you're talking about the Bible study that you did, that we do, or that you did on the show, you can't go wrong with some word before you go to bed. That's
right,
the best
right.
thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely getting that within your psyche, within your spirit, and then you sleep on it. How much is better than that?
Yes, and yes, because, you know, you lay down on that word, and so this is why we do a segment called Encouragement for the Soul. And what this brother does, by his name is Deacon Fred Bell. His name is Fred Bell. He give us an inspiring word from Scripture. And you're here tonight. And also, I got a treat for you guys tonight because the young lady that does Provoking Thoughts over on Man to the Mentor Show, she's stopping by the E-Man After Show. We got her segment tonight. So we got a two-for-one over here on the E-Man After Show. And we want to appreciate her. Miss Tia Brown, she's going to inspire us tonight. Fred Bell is going to inspire us tonight. So all of you that's coming around on the network, the time ticker is going off. Those of you who are listening on the other side, I know it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time because we broadcast this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's late outside, but to those of you, come on in on the phone lines. And when you come in, you want to be a part of the show tonight live, you can hit option one. If you want to salute your mother or celebrate your mother, come on in. If not, for sure, I'm going to put you on the spot again because we're going to, this show is where we sit around the domino table as men. And we just, you know, sit back and have great topics that we talk about, you know, that people deal with. And we know there's a lot going on out there in the community, even though it's Mother's Day. Man, it's a lot that's going on, like a lot of the shootings. You ain't never seen so much shooting going on, have you? In your lifetime. And so around the network tonight, we're gonna jump into some of these topics tonight, but we're saluting mothers tonight. It is Mother's Day, and salute to all the beautiful mothers. I got a guest co-host on tonight, man, that's out enjoying her Mother's Day. You know, we had a blessed day on yesterday. We hung out on yesterday, and she hung out with her mother. So for Sean, you know, we're going to get into some topics tonight. We're going to talk about it. You know, I want you to think of something you want to talk about from Sean, but we're going to talk about quite a bit on tonight. But we're going to salute mothers on tonight. Go ahead.
You're trying to put me on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot, sir.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Now, I want to know with your mom, because it's different mothering a daughter. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter. But
right.
with your mom and how she mothers you, tell me something, tell the listeners something that really sticks out in your mind that you learned from your mother.
What? That's ironic you would ask that question. Wait, and that's a good question. One of the things that stands out real just off the top of my head is my mother was real clean. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And she always taught us about, I mean, you know, it was six of us. It was three girls and it was three boys. But she taught my sister and them how to be clean and being in a clean atmosphere. I think it's somewhere over there in scriptures talks about cleanliness or something from godliness to cleanliness. And in scriptures say something like that. You know, but
that's what I heard.
You don't know what that scripture is?
I do not.
But
I do know that God is a God of order. I do know that.
Right. But my mother would, you know, she would, with my two other brothers and my sister and them, we always would have to clean up what they call general clean, get up and clean your room. And she always feel like things should be organized and things should be clean because it's nothing like a good atmosphere of the house being clean, you know, your clothes being clean. We couldn't wear dirty clothes. You know, a lot of the clothes they wear today, that they may not be dirty, but you see the cut-off jeans with holes in them and all that. Our clothes had to be ironed, you know, just that kind of stuff. And now that I'm 62 years old, I find myself, I clean a lot. You know, I like things being neat because, you know, you just order, you're just able to operate. And so it's a lot of good things that my mother shared with us and reared us to, from earning. You know, she would teach us how to earn because I know you are the young whippersnapper for Sean. My mother, when we grew up, you know, we hung clothes out on the clothesline. You didn't have to do that, did you, for sure? With clothespins?
Ooh, no, but at my grandmother's house.
Uh-huh.
They did
at your grandmother's house?
Mm-hmm. In the country, they did that.
In the country. Well, so, you know, we had to hang clothes out on the... So we did house chores. And now that I done got 62 and I'm raised two kids, my kids are grown and around other kids, you know, at the end of the day, speaking of my son, he's calling. Well, everybody's calling while I'm doing a show. This hold
you
on for Sean.
Call in.
I'm doing a show, little judge. How are you?
I really want to call for you. I was really calling to say Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you'll have to call up. We're doing a live show. We on the air. I got you on the. I got you.
Tell everybody I said hello. All the mothers out there, Happy Mother's Day. But I was only calling to tell Miss Mandy Happy Mother's Day.
Well, I'm quite sure she's listening to the show and she would appreciate that. Hey, Eldridge, this is my son, ladies and gentlemen. This is little Eldridge the second, and he's calling in to wish Mandy a Happy Mother's Day. And spontaneous. It's a whole lot of stuff just happening tonight. Yeah.
To all the mothers out there, Happy Mother's Day.
Eldridge, you remember friend Sean? You remember my friend Sean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, she's co-hosting with me tonight. Say hello for Sean.
Say hello.
She can hear you.
Oh, hello.
How you doing?
Hey. I'm doing well.
I can't hear her.
Well, you probably can't hear her because you're not in the queue, but she's saying hello.
It's okay.
Well,
I can hear
her. She can hear you, but Eldridge, well, I'll let Mandy know. Mandy's off tonight, Eldridge. She's we gave her the night off. She's enjoying Mother's Day. Call her on a regular phone. All right. All right. Love you, too. I'll talk to you later. Bye then. For sure, you remember when he was a little baby, right?
I remember him being, quite young. I don't know about a baby now, but young.
Yeah, young. Well, he's grown up now and a fine young man. So want to appreciate him. We're getting all kind of spontaneous stuff happening over here on the E-Man After Show. To all of you guys that's coming in on the phone line, that's coming in on the network, this is the E-Man After Show. We're holding the damn. Mandy is out on tonight. I got my good friend from Sean. She's hanging out with me, co-hosting tonight. I put her on the spot. She called in on the Mandy, the Mentor Show, and I put her on the spot over there, and I'm putting you on the spot tonight. But for Sean, we want to thank all of you guys, and we want to thank you that's calling me on my cell phone. To Miss Brenda Wright, she's a She's a follower of the Mandy the Mentor Show. She's calling me on my phone and saying happy. Call 563-999-3533 and wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. But Michelle, we're going to take a break. When we come back out of this break, we shall continue our conversation. You're listening to the E-Man After Show. It's over here on We Talk Radio Network. This man, this is where we talk, we listen, and we'll take action. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Yeah. Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back. We're back. We're back. It's the E-Man After Show. I want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the network on tonight, that's coming in on the phone lines. I want to appreciate you for joining us on tonight. From Shauna, you're back with me.
I'm still here.
She's hanging out with me. That's my guest co-host tonight. I done made her my co-host, from Sean. And we're hanging out over here on We Talk Radio Network. Amanda is out on tonight enjoying Mother's Day. And I got one of Amanda's good friends that's on the line. Let me see if I can bring Miss Wright in. Last 4 numbers, 2641. Hello, Miss Wright. How are you this evening?
Well, hello, young man, and praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hey,
how you doing?
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Well, say hello to my guest co-host, Miss Rashawn, Miss Wright.
Hi, Miss Rashawn. How are you doing? And happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Miss Wright. I'm doing well. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Well, thank you. I love all mothers. That is so wonderful. I love fathers too, but you know, mothers are wonderful.
Well, Miss Wright, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
We just want to honor you and love on you tonight, I tell
you. Praise him for greatness. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So how you been doing, Miss Wright?
Well, fine. I just walked in the door. Mm-hmm. Coming back from being in Wisconsin since Wednesday with my daughter. She graduated from the University of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and she received her PhD degree in college education.
Yes. Well, congratulations to your daughter. I know that man, you got to be peacock proud. How are you going to have it right about now?
I'm giving God the glory and the honor for my children and definitely for her being the baby girl.
Yes. Well, shout out to LaShawn, Dr. LaShawn.
No, Nancy, Dr.
Yes.
LaShawn.
Dr. LaShawn. Yes, ma'am. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Well, we want to salute her. We want to honor you.
Thank you.
Man, I tell you, when you just look, won't God do it? I mean,
with all the
things that's going on in the world today, Miss Wright, with all the calamities, we come through a pandemic, you know, but we still are significant people. That don't stop the gifting and the calling. That really don't stop things that we can get done. Through all of that, you end up getting a degree. You know?
And through it all. We give glory and honor and thank him. You know, I'm trying not to talk too much because I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing. Okay?
Yeah,
we got
good
to say,
like
Lord, we couldn't have done it without him. And you call me Sister Brenda, Sister Wright. You know what? Because I love the Lord and I thank God for you and your lovely wife. You know, I still call y'all honeymooners, okay?
Yes, we are. Yeah, a lot of people don't get that, Miss Wright. They be like, y'all been honeymooning for a while. We're going to be honeymooning for the rest of this year. So to
hello,
all of y'all that...
That's what it's about. And speaking of honeymoon, I want to say to the First Lady, your better half and my beautiful friend and woman of God, sister, beautiful and lovely evangelist, and she just got all those top titles, but above all, she's a beautiful woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Amanda, and I just want to congratulate you on being a beautiful mother that you are.
Yeah.
She's such an inspiration to me. And when mm-hmm. you see her with her daughters, definitely with her daughters, you think she one of the daughters. So
right,
that's why
right,
I tell
right.
my brother E, Mr. E here, that you are blessed. God has given you a jewel. Okay.
Hashata.
Hashata. It's all right to give you, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, for
it
sure
is
that.
Real.
Uh-huh. I'm going to behave, mother, because, you know, you on the line tonight. I'm going to behave because
okay.
my mind was going to go somewhere completely different, but I'm going to be good.
Be sweet, okay, like you are
yes,
so
ma'am.
Sweet.
Which, of course, she's somewhere listening. She's listening. She's
uh-huh,
off tonight.
Uh-huh.
We
but I
want to
say I thank
off.
You for even thinking about LaShawn and mm-hmm. wanting me to, you know, give a shout-out to her, to Dr. I got to get used to that. To
yes.
Dr. Washington, because
yes.
truly it's an honor, it's a blessing. Whenever
yes.
God bless you with, you know, however he bless you, he said
mm-hmm.
the more he bless you, the more honored you got to be.
Right.
And I tell you, it's just a beautiful thing to see all of the young people that went forth on graduating on this week. It was a blessing.
Oh, yes.
Especially
yes,
for the African-American young ladies, you know.
Oh, yes.
The men and women. It wasn't many of them, but they were there. And
right,
I thank
right.
God for that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can always say a lot about it when they're doing bad, but that's giving them some glory while they're doing good.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am.
You know? That's right.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Right, what? My darling. So, and I say to parents, don't ever give up on your children, you
yes.
know, because they will come through for you. No matter
yes,
how
ma'am.
It looks, just keep on praying. When Sean, Mr. E, when she was a rapper, you know she used to be a rapper. I said,
yes.
a rapper? Oh, God. I said, okay. Then I was, oh, God, I got to pray harder.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But you
well,
know, I give God the glory.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we want to thank you for calling in tonight. I got a segment to do. I'm a little over time
yeah,
right
yeah,
about now,
yeah.
but I got a segment
yeah.
to do, but... Happy Mother's
yeah.
Day to you. Congratulations
thank
to your
you.
Daughter. And I will
thank
let Mandy know that you called in. Call back
please.
Next Sunday night. Mandy will be back next Sunday night.
Okay. If you call me and cheat and say, okay, it's your time to call.
All righty.
I'll call in. Okay, daughter, I love you. And God bless your co-host. Thank you, baby, okay?
Thank you, Miss Wright, for calling in.
Yes, daughter. Right. Y'all continue to be blessed. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
God
ladies
you.
And gentlemen. That's one of our callers that follow us on the Mandy, the Mentor Show. Mandy, have, I mean, when you got mothers that, you know, because she's an elderly mother, and boy, I tell you, that's that wisdom right there from Sean. But for Sean, we got a segment to do. We overtime. Listen, we want to thank all you guys that's joining the E-Man After Show. We're going to go to our segment, Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. And right after that, Provoking Thoughts by Tia Brown. And we'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Tonight we're going to do the Encouragement for Your Soul segment a little bit different. We're celebrating a very special occasion tonight, which is Mother's Day. So we're going to give all the mothers around the world a poem just to let them know how much we care for them and how much we love them. On this day, we celebrate all the moms, young and old. For you stand so strong, beautiful and bold. You gave us life through the gift of birth. You nurtured us even while we were in the womb so that we may see earth. You are the first woman we loved. You are our angel from God above. You love and care for us and put us before yourself because we mattered more to you than anyone else. Mom, I know you have gone away, but I have faith that I will see you soon one day. You may have left me months or years ago, but I know you knew God, and that's for sure. But I will hold on to the memories I have and smile when I think of you because you live in my heart. That you do. For all the cuts you bandage without getting paid, I will give you the world and even the biggest parade. So, Mom, I love you more than you could ever know. even when my actions really don't show. We salute you and honor you with shots of rum, because God gave you to us. We love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired, with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Good evening, I'm Tia Brown, and I'm back at you again on Mandy the Mentor Show with yet another impactful episode of Provoking Thoughts, where I'd like to get you to look at things from a different perspective, or if nothing else, provoke you to think. So before we get started, I just have to offer a very warm welcome to my Provoking Thought gems and gents. Thank you guys for showing up for me week after week. I appreciate your support. As I always say, I got nothing but love for you guys. And also, I just wanted to include, if you are interested in connecting with me on social media, I'm available on TikTok at ProvokingThoughts44. Again, that's at ProvokingThoughts44. Moving along, as you already know, we are celebrating Mother's Day tonight. So I just want to say a very happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers, all of you moms out there. Just know you make a difference in this world. And whatever being a mom for you looks like, whatever qualifies you as being a mom, I just want to let you know that you're valued, that you make this world a better place. And I just want to thank you for your sacrifices that you make daily to keep your family afloat, the sacrifices that you make for your children, sometimes putting yourself last while putting everyone else first. I personally know from one mom to the next that our job is sometimes underrated. We are overworked, we're underpaid, sometimes undervalued, but I just want to let you know that your job is so meaningful, that you make the world a better place, and there's nothing more rewarding than being a mom. So just so you know that you are valued, and we give you your flowers tonight. So happy Mother's Day, and thank you for all that you do to take care of others, and at the expense sometimes of neglecting yourself. Well, moving along, I have a poem that I like to read to you guys tonight. And the title of this poem is I Go By Mom. And the poet is actually Rhyming Mama. So this is, again, the title of the poem is I Go By Mom by Rhyming Mama. Without further delay, here we go. I'm your caregiver, doctor, your dentist, and more. I'm the maid who picks up all your stuff off the floor. I'm your chef, dietitian, and short order cook. I'm the sucker who always reads just one more book. I'm your teacher, librarian, coach, referee. I'm your cheerleader. No one claps louder than me. I'm a pillow, punching bag, napkin, and tissue. A counselor who talks you through each little issue. Your personal shopper, event organizer and private chauffeur, and financial advisor, hairdresser, combining and braiding your hair, the stylist who helps you decide what to wear. I can juggle these jobs because I'm kind of the bomb. You could call me amazing, but I prefer mom. Again, I just like to acknowledge.
You're listening to The Sound.
Knowing it. sound like check one. E-man after show. E-man after show. E-man after show.
Hi, I'm Tia Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
For sure then. We want to thank all you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. I want to appreciate you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight. If you want to hit option one and want to come in and wish your mother happy Mother's Day, go ahead and hit option one. We'll bring you in on tonight because we're saluting and celebrating mothers. We want to thank all of you that's over there on the network. The time ticker is going off. We want to appreciate each and every one of you because it's Mother's Day. And we've been saluting and celebrating mothers. Mandy's out on tonight. She's celebrating Mother's Day, but I got my good friend, Miss Frenchon, is hanging out with me. She's co-hosting with me tonight. Frenchon, are you back with me? Hello, Frenchon.
I am hanging out.
You're hanging out?
Yes.
You're hanging out with a brother on tonight. Well, man, we want to appreciate you hanging out with me on tonight. I done put you on the spot. I done made you a co-host for tonight. First time doing radio from Sean?
Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
You're doing a good job. All it is talking. You know what I'm saying? Well, man, we appreciate you on tonight. We appreciate all of you that come each and every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. We have something for you every day of the week. Listen, tomorrow night we do want you to chime in to the Unplugged show with Miss Kia D. It's called Kia D Unplugged. And trust me, it's a grown folk show. It's an Unplugged show. She'll be back tomorrow night right here on We Talk Radio Network. She's the owner of this great network, and they have real, real grown folk conversation. Shout out to you, Deacon Fred Bell. We want to thank all those that listened to his segment. We want to thank Miss Tia Brown for stopping by a little bit tonight. Those that call in every Sunday night to listen to Fred Bell's segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul. And so everybody saluted mothers. And if your mother is going on to be with the Lord, happy, heavenly Mother's Day. And to those of you that have your mother, if you hadn't called your mother today, you need to call her. If you haven't went by there to see her, you need to go by and see her. Why? Because I tell you, man, people are getting on up out of here for sure. You know?
I sure and have noticed lately.
Man, people are dropping off like flies, right? For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Man, it done got serious out here. I want to thank Miss Brenda Wright. You know, she called in and just a beautiful young lady. I mean, you know, she's an elderly mother and we just admire and honor her, and she loved her some men, did a mentor, and she was saluting her daughter. I believe her daughter went on and got her doctorate, and she just said, one of Mandy's mentees, and man, God is just blessing people left and right. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Iman, I was mm-hmm. also, she brought up something when she was talking about her daughter and mm-hmm. the graduation and everything, and I had mm-hmm. written this down. When I was thinking about, you know, being a mom and stuff, just kind of reflecting. And mm-hmm. I remember when my daughter graduated from high school,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I graduated too. I'm over there cheering for her and cheering
right.
for me and cheering uh-huh. that we made it. We made it through. Not just her. We made it through. We graduated. And she just graduated from college as well, and it was different than high school, but mm-hmm. it was more of a, it wasn't as much of a we, but it mm-hmm. was still me being, of course, very, very proud of her, but proud of her enduring and all
mm-hmm.
the newness that comes with college, and she
right,
had
right.
moved, you know, away. So all the newness and all of the growing up that happens when
right.
your child goes off to college or your
exactly.
adult person goes off to college.
And
so
you celebrate you put all that money
still,
you spent, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Woo, that's a whole nother subject matter.
Yes.
Woo.
All that money you done put out yeah. there, boy. Yeah, at least you know where your money went to. You know what I'm saying? And it's such rewarding to look back after you pour into your children and spend a lot of money and pour into them, and then they go on such as to graduate and their future is bright, and you looking at the things that they are accomplishing. It's got to be a good feeling. You know what I'm saying?
I think it absolutely is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And especially a lot of times when you don't have the help. You know what I'm saying? If you come from not a two-parent home, you know, and this is why we're saluting mothers, because there's a lot of single mothers out there, and there's a lot of mothers out there. You know, they're making it happen. They're doing it on their own. They're wearing a lot of hats. They're frying the bacon. They, you know, cutting the bacon, frying it, packaging it, doing it all in this day and time. And to be able to raise that child and see that child go on to flourish and accomplish those things that you pulled into them, it's got to be rewarding. So I can tell you're peacock proud and hyena happy, and I can tell Miss Wright is peacock proud and hyena happy. Or Miss Wright, she, you know, I could have just turned her loose on the night. But see, that's that wisdom, you know. I love to hear the people when they call in, because you know, as I was listening to her for Sean, you know, and I don't know if it just come with age, because it might just come with age just as well. Listen, they're going to give thanks to God, Almighty God, at the end of the day. it's glory to God, giving honor to God. All, you know, they recognize it's all through God that it happened. Because when you look back over the year to be United States, man, I don't see how people can make it without God, for sure, in this day and time.
But, you know, maybe a portion of it is with age. But we just have to keep in mind, all wisdom... There are people that have aged and not gained wisdom. And they may be older and still not acknowledging God because for whatever reason, I don't know. But the wisdom at whatever age to acknowledge God in your life, I don't care if you're only 10. If you see, hey, God help me ride my bike. You know, God help me not fall today. You know, that is still wisdom.
Because he teaches us in all our ways acknowledge him, and that, you know, and there's nothing wrong with it, and you know, but it's just, you know, when I listen to elderly people talk, man, they, you know, they listen, they want you to know straight up it was God.
pulling me through because
man, when you look back And we're going to talk a little bit about this. Those of you that's on the phone line tonight, thank you for listening. And for those of you that want to call in and wish you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You can call in. Hit option one. We'll bring you in if you want to salute your mother. Salute her while she's living. Give her flowers tonight. Give her flowers today. We're in different time zones. And if you just want to salute your mother, you can call the E-Man After Show and just do that on tonight. Or those of you that are sitting around on the phone lines just listening to the show, let this be a night that you chime in. A lot of times I'll just go to the phone lines and open it up. But, you know, I was asked not to do that for some particular reason, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you catch people off like I caught you off tonight. You know.
Well, it worked out. It worked out.
Yeah, yes, it did. And so to those of you who are joining us on the phone lines, listen, we want to appreciate you for calling in on tonight. But you can hit option one if you want to salute your mother, go ahead and hit option one. And we would love for you to give a shout out to your mother. And we want to appreciate all of you that's joining us on the phone lines by way of the network on tonight. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day in every time zone. It's Mother's Day. Because, man, I tell you, with the stresses and strains and the curls of the world that we're living with, boy, ain't nothing like Mama and Mud D and Big Mama. I tell you. Because things that's going on in this day and time for Sean, I tell you. I got a co-host. She's my special co-host tonight. It's from Sean. She's hanging out with me. Fan Sean. Yeah, hanging out with a brother on tonight.
You know, man, I want to shout out to all the mothers out there that have not gotten a happy Mother's Day. And maybe, you know, from someone like us, but mm-hmm. maybe not from someone that's in their, you know, in family. Their circle, someone mm-hmm. that's, you know, in their faith. Because sometimes that happens. Sometimes
right, right.
you feel forgotten as a mother. You know,
right,
you
right.
feel like someone, people are not seeing you. But I want to just say, celebrate yourself. You know, sometimes you have to be the one to look yourself in the mirror, like Mandy's, her
woman in the mirror.
Happening, the woman
mm-hmm.
in the mirror. Look yourself
mm-hmm.
in the mirror and say, you know what? Happy Mother's Day to me. I am
right.
doing a good job. I have endured. I am doing the best for my children. I'm doing the best for those around me that I
mm-hmm.
am maybe a mother figure to. And even, you know, with Mandy the mentor, she's not only a mom to her daughters, she's a mom to those that she mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you may be in that position where you are being that mother figure to step in and encourage and guide and lift up others around you. So
right, right.
kudos to you and congratulate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Give yourself flowers. You may have to
right.
go buy your own flowers. You go do that. Just
yeah, for
your
sure.
own massage. You go do that and be comfortable with it.
Yes, that's awesome. Yes, because after, you know, and that's so encouraging because someone needed to hear that on tonight, you know, because a lot of times we always looking for validation, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it just don't come the way we think it's going to come. But let's see if we can bring another caller in. Let's see if we can bring this caller in. Something happened there. Are you there, Frishon?
I'm still here.
Okay. Let's see if we can bring, my music just went. Let's see if we can bring this caller in real quick. Last four numbers, 8638. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this? Are you there, caller? Hello? Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Okay, they hit option one, whoever they were. Well, we want to thank that caller. They hit option one. I was trying to bring them in. We want to appreciate all of you that's hanging around on the network on tonight. Man, this has just been a great show for Sean. I tell you, it's just been an awesome show, and we want to appreciate all of you that's out there on the network on tonight. We're hanging out tonight. It's Mother's Day. For Sean, it's raining in this part of town. I don't know if it's raining over your part of town. And a lot of times, you know, being on the network, some may hit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure y'all
yes.
still with me. I had a blink there. I like the things went out and came back real quick. Trying to see if everybody's still with me out there on the network. We want to appreciate you guys that's hanging out on the phone line with us. We want to thank you guys that's on the network. We're saluting mothers. We're talking mothers. I have a guest co-host in the studio on the phone lines with me, my good friend over 20-some years from Sean. I made her my co-host tonight. She followed us over with Mandy, the mentor. And for Sean, we're going to have to bring you back because you was talking to me earlier about you doing a podcast, a mom and daughter's podcast. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, my daughter and I, over the years, of course, have had, like, several conversations about various things, and
mm-hmm.
I really think it would be helpful just to kind of let people in a little bit about our journey. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, of course, different generations, what I think about things, what she thinks about things, and, of
mm-hmm.
course, you know, we agree on some things. There's a lot of things we don't agree on, but
right.
being able to still communicate. And also the ability to come back together. I
mm-hmm.
was saying before that a lot of mothers and daughters are estranged or
right, right.
their relationship is very strained. So the ability to disagree or have arguments or whatever and then come back and say, I love you and I'm sorry or that was a miscommunication or whatever you
mm-hmm.
need to say. Come back together and understand what you mean to one another and
mm-hmm.
that the relationship is more valuable than, you know, opinions, egos, thoughts, whatever, is really, really important.
Well, that's going to be exciting. And so you need to give me all that information so we can help push that. I think that's going to be awesome. And kudos to you, you know, being a single mother, and make it do what it do. You know, you anything we can do over here on the E-Man After Show or the Men to the Mentor Show, we'll be just obliged to oblige you. You know what I'm saying? And
all right, I'm gonna take you up.
I know. Well, I know Mandy can drop some tips on you and different stuff like that, encourage you, and you know, because that's what she does with a lot of great women. As you listen to Miss Wright tonight, that was one of her daughters, one of her mentees, and it's got to be fulfilling and rewarding when you pour into people and you just, you know, see what all that's, you know, God has for them and what they, and I mean, I know you done poured into your daughter and she's there, and you know, being a single mother, emptiness, you know, she's away from home. How do you handle those kind of, you know, when you, it's been with you and your daughter, then all of a sudden she's gone away. How do you handle that? Because, you know, my son just called in tonight too. You know, my son called in, and right now he's out of town. And you know, when he first went off to college, his mother had an issue, you know, but a lot of times when you, even being a father, a lot of times the stuff that I used to say to him, I didn't think he was listening. But when he got out there on his own, man, it was amazing to me to see the things that, you know, even my daughter, it was amazing to, when she went off to college, it was amazing to me when, to see them, the things that you thought they wasn't listening, you thought they wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, paying your attention, and then you worried and freaking out and having anxiety and stressing out, and they got this. You understand what I'm saying? How did you handle that when your daughter went off? Because she just went off to college. How long your daughter been in college, Franchon?
No, she just graduated, so it's been four years.
She just graduated. Oh, wow. Boy, how time flies.
Yeah, losing track of time. There you go. No, but yes. For me, I had to learn pretty early on, and this mm-hmm. was even before she went to college, and before she's my daughter, she is God's daughter.
Okay.
And there are no boundaries. There's no distance. There's none of that when it comes to God. God is mm-hmm. always there, and ultimately he is the, you know, the protector more, and he guides, he leads, he protects more than I could ever do, and he can reach her more than I ever could.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that I may have tried to tell her, and, you know, she listened or she didn't, she understood or she didn't, but
mm-hmm.
God can reach people in ways that we don't even think about. And mm-hmm. so for me, leaning into that was really, really important. And also letting her, she went way off to California from Texas
mm-hmm.
To go to college. And I knew that's where she needed to be. You know, it was very obvious the way that everything happened and how things aligned that's where she needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to release her, to spread her wings, to live out her destiny, to live out
mm-hmm.
the things that she's called to do, and
mm-hmm.
release her to do that and understand that, yes, maintaining the relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
is, I know for me, I have to reflect back on when I went off to college. When I went off to college, I'm gone. You know, I'm living my life. I'm doing the college thing. I'm off on my own. And, you know, my mom called me pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she maintained, when I was, I'm off, I'm gone. I'm doing what I'm doing. And she maintained the relationship more than I was really interested. You know, I'm off living my life, you know. So
mm-hmm.
with my daughter, when she, I'm busy, I'm doing this, I'm working, I'm doing all of this stuff. Okay, that's cool, but I'm going to call you or text. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm just going to check up on you and say hello, say I love you, encourage you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that, you know, she's doing her thing, so it may not always be that she's so eager to call me, but
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call her, and then eventually it turns around. So,
mm-hmm. well, yeah, because you know, being close-knitted, and you know how it is when it's your daughter and your only child, you know, because I can remember my son went off to California too. You hear about the fast life and all of that goes along with Cali. And, you know, me traveling up to Cali quite a bit with my son, you know, he graduated from UCLA, and man, I was traveling up there and you gotta be, and I had the confidence of understanding what we put in him. You know, I trusted God from that sense. You know, we put it down in him, and, you know, I just told him, don't forget what you've been taught and don't forget where you came from. You don't have to. And what I found out about my child, my son was, and my daughter, I found out that they wasn't followers. They was more such as leaders. It's not easy to just to follow the first wind and the way. My son had more people following him. You understand what I'm saying? Going off of what he say, you know. And I just thought it was interesting. Well, his mother was freaking out, like, you know, had you talked to little Elgin? I said, no, I hadn't talked to him. You know, a week had passed by, but then, you know, you get to the point where, let me get up here and see how he's transitioning. Man, because you hear all those kind of stories. Oh, your child getting ready to go. This is going to happen and that's going to happen. So all that's in your psyche, you know. And then you remember your college days. Man, you get up there and you was asking me a question a while ago. My son making up his bed, his room was clean. Why you didn't do none of that when you was at home? you understand what I'm saying? You know, why you didn't pick up your clothes and stuff when you was at the crib? But, you know, up there, you know, all his shirts hanged up and stuff like that. And you know what he told me, friend Sean, and those of you that's listening on the network, oh, Daddy, you get a few honeys because honeys like when you clean. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's what it's all about, huh? Okay.
Okay, and then him being an athlete, you know, it was the neatness and the tightness of, you know, what he learned. But the significant thing of this conversation, you put it in them and you don't, and to me, when scripture talks about, to me, train up a child in the way they should go, a lot of people interpret that's going, training them up in church, you know, and that's not really what all that scripture means. That may be part of what the scripture means, but when he talks about train up a child in the way it should go, that's putting way more than Bible scriptures in them. You understand what I'm saying? Because I can train you to read, I can teach you to read the Bible, but if I don't teach you how to pay bills, we still got a problem. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can take you to church every night and read, pull out a scripture and tell you to quote John 3:16. But if you ain't clean, that's a problem. You know, I can take a scripture and say no weapon formed against you, and you can recite that because you heard me reciting. You can read Psalms 23. But that means nothing when you get in the classroom if you don't know how to take the record and to sit there and be quiet and not speak. When you understand what I'm saying? And so when scripture teaches us train up a child in the way they should go, you know, it's this old saying, you know, when we grew up, when you lead a home, you represent home. You represent your mama's name. You represent your daddy's name. And so don't make me look like a fool out there when I done, you know, taught you well. I done taught you how to be clean. I done taught you how to be respectful. And if you put that in a child in a young age, when they get older, they even if they stray away, they going to come back to their roots, come back to the roots of you teaching them practical skills along with spiritual skills, because it's two folds that we're talking here, you know. We can teach them the spiritual side, but it's more to the in life than the spiritual side, because we are a humanity. We are human. And so a lot of us are good and majored in on the spiritual side, but zero when it comes to the natural side. Wouldn't you agree, Frenchon?
I don't know about that.
this is what I'm saying. I'm saying it this way. You know, we all humanity. You understand? And so I recognize what's spiritual is spiritual. When things are spiritual, it's spiritual, but what's natural is also natural. And so I really don't have to pray to brush my teeth. You understand? But that's something that we need to do. And so I really don't have to pray to get my hair cut. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And so the natural things in life, practical things that in our everyday living. I'm not going to keep on beating you upside the head with the Bible, but I'm not telling you as a young lady, you know, this is how you carry yourself. You understand? It goes hand in hand,
yeah.
Because, you know, we flesh and we dirt and we spiritual all at the same time. And so I don't ever want to sway so far to the left and so far to the right to where there is no balance. Because a lot of us got spiritual down, but we just don't have the practical. And both of them are needed because we live in two worlds, you know. That's just my opinion about it, you know. And so being a parent,
yeah, I get that.
Once again, Prince Sean, being a parent, there's no handbook that comes along with being a parent, you know. And so if they get older, I believe we're going to keep on teaching as we get, you know, as your kids get 50 and 60 years old, if you get to make it to 90, you still going to be giving them some wisdom. But if you put it down in them, they won't stray away from it because they'll come back and remember what daddy said and remember what mama said, because that's that root and that's that groundwork that you put in them as you train them, how to respect their elders. Man, in this day and time, no respect for elderly. You understand? When you look at the day and the times that we're in today, the way some of these youth talk to the elderly people, it's off the chain. Huh? No. What? Why? You understand what I'm saying? My space, you know, because now we're talking about culturally, you know. And
but,
so,
you know, and that's why when you're teaching the young people, your kids, other young people around you, to understand that even though culture is going whatever way that it's going, if you're the one that stands out, that is the respectable one, that is the one that shows gratitude, that is the one that does the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my daughter about writing thank you notes. If you're the only one that comes back after, say, that job interview or after – you know, whatever it may be, and you write a thank you note, a handwritten thank you note, and you deliver that makes you stand out that much more than all the others that are doing all the other stuff that culture, you know, demands, and you're the one that does that one thing that stands out. They remember you, and it's very simple. It doesn't take any time to do that,
but
you will be remembered for that little bitty thing that you did.
And you're saying that what are you training her up? You're training her really to be what I call to be different. Dare to be different, you know. And since we talking Bible, it was scripture where it was 10 of them. One came back to say thank you. It's always significant for that one to come back to say thank you. You know, everyone wants reciprocity. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, and so if you teach them that at an early age, you know, they want to they won't stray away from those kind of teachings. Even if they get off, they'll remember. You know, my mother taught me to always write a thank you letter. That's what I'm talking about when I because we have to make it practical. We have to make it plain because if we way over this generation here, they don't get it that away. You know, for instance, like you saying, write a thank you note. Somebody else may make that so deep into using a scripture to where that little child don't get it. You understand what I'm saying? And so being out in the marketplace today, being in this culturally society today, these young people, we are trying to pull into them because it's all really about the next generation. Everything that's going on now, man, because, boy, this will be another whole topic. We ain't going to even talk about all of this on Mother's Day because it's Mother's Day. We really talking about you mothers that's been pouring into your child and rearing your child, training them up in the way that they should go, because that's what I was talking about. That's what that scripture means, training them up in the way that they should go. You know, how should they go? They should go out to be respectful. They should go out to honor thy, because scripture also teaches us to honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be longer on the earth. So if you're training them to honor mama and to honor daddy, you're training them to honor that name. When you walk away from this house, you honor us. I'm training you up. I'm not training you up to go out there and do the food. And if you stray away to do the food, you got to remember, you know, that reflects on me, you know. And so it's what you put in your child. And a lot of times, most children today, or a lot of children when we was coming up, they got it by just watching. They just watched you. You might not even have to say nothing. They just notice you get up and clean up. They notice you get up early. They notice you didn't sleep in all the time. And then they just picked up on those particular habits. You don't even know where they picked up on it. Because I believe a young lady was teaching last Sunday night Bible study. It's always somebody watching you. They watching you.
It is.
Absolutely
is.
Mm-hmm. And so I think Mandy said it the best. You are always mentoring someone from afar. So the question is, parents and mothers, who are you mentoring from afar? And how are you mentoring from afar? You understand? Because humanity, spirituality, it's always going to be two. And so make sure however you are mentoring, know that somebody's always watching, and know, you know, who you mentoring from afar, because somebody is paying you attention. And so, Frenchon?
You know, I need to
go
back
right ahead
to this. I know this isn't really just for the night, but
go right
with
ahead.
I mentioned the thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
I know mental health is a big deal that we're actually acknowledging. It's always been a big deal, but we're acknowledging it now. And it seems like culture and society is having a bigger issue with being able to, I don't know, just cope with life, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So writing a thank you note is, yes, all the things that I mentioned, but it also is really great for the person writing the thank you note, that you are in that mindset of gratitude for the little thing that just happened, you know, and so it's really, really important. And even when we're talking about mothers, to think about the little things, the big things, all the things that the mothers in your life have done over the years. It's good for them, giving them their flowers, but it's also good for you, good for us to acknowledge that, because it helps us to be in a spirit of gratitude, and it's good for our mental health to do that too.
And so I definitely agree. Yes, ma'am. That is awesome. And man, I tell you, it is always good to hear different people's perspectives. And that's what we do. We call it sitting around the domino table. I see some of the men that call in every Sunday night or sit around. And this is why we create these shows, Frenchon. And to those of you on the network and this radio network and on the phone line, you know, a lot of times our shows turn like this, Frenchon. Because as a producer and a creator and a host, you know, as I learned radio, especially black radio, because there is a difference. It's black radio, it's urban radio, but black radio is very, very important, because, you know, we want to entertain you, get you relaxed. We want to get you to the point to where you're feeling good, to where you can open up and have real dialogue with good information and good conversation. You know, and how do we do that in black radio? We entertain you, not trick you, but entertain you, because we as a people, you know, we be wheeled in a whole lot of different ways. So for the E-Man After Show and the Men to the Mentor Show, it's all about uplifting and encouraging, but at the end, to really give you good accurate and give you good conversation, in a dull conversation, an intelligent conversation. That's why we create these shows, being offered an opinion where there is not a right or wrong answer. You know, a lot of times I think we're trying to prove who's right and who's wrong, and then we miss the conversation. And so with all the podcasts that's going on today, with all the radio shows, it's a lot of information that we are bombarded with. And if it's not good conversation, you lay down on rumors you lay down on negativity. We just want to have a conversation where when you walk, get off the E-Man After Show or the Men to the Mentor Show, you have been encouraged, you have been uplifted. If you join the Men to the Mentor Show, we had people call in over on that show tonight. You know, we had another elderly mother call. What was her name? Miss Strickland. She called in on the Men to the Mentor Show. We had different ones call in on that show. We had the bishop to call in on, Bishop Fred to call in on that show. And so that person that's listening, they can hear the excitement and the encouragement in these elderly people's heart. Why? Because it's just Mother's Day. Calling in on the Men to the Mentor Show on tonight, Miss Wright, to those people that will call in and just to have you and Sean to stop by the Men to the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show tonight. Just for these 2 hours that you call in, you have been a blessing to someone, because we're heard all around the globe. We get a lot of great feedback of the shows, and a lot of time people think we just sitting on here talking. But if you want to understand a calling, you want to understand what it is real plain and significant what God has for each and every person, because it's a young mother, single mother out there, just heard what you just said about talking to your daughter about writing a letter. Trust me, it'd be the little smallest thing they pick up and write in about. And so, you know, I want to appreciate you on tonight. I want to thank you for taking your time out, even though I put you on the spot, but I've been knowing you for a while.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm keeping you up tonight, but I've been knowing you for a while, but I appreciate you hanging out, because Mandy is out on the night. She works she works hard. She's getting ready to do a master class coming up this Saturday on Mandy the Mentor International. And you can go to Mandy the Mentor, that's one word, .com, and up under Contact Me, you can register. She's getting ready to do a big master class. It's called Woman in the Mirror Master Class 2. And they've been leading up to it. They have 8 weeks of training, 8 weeks of classes. And I think she did her class. Well, I don't think. I know she did her class on yesterday morning. She ended the last class. And the master class, it's going to be powerful. It's called Breakout Season. She's got a young lady from South Africa that's going to be teaching that class. And people are signed up. People have went online and registered. You need to be a part of that. All of you that's out on the network, young ladies, you need a mentor. Dr. Amanda Massington. Dr. Amanda. Yes. Actually, she won't be teaching the class, but she'll, you know, because that's what she do. She pour into others, and then they come back and do the teaching. And so these people are fired up. You know, they've been laying before God. They've been preparing themselves. And it's just amazing to see. E-Man be having a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? And so God have afforded us, friend Sean, to have these platforms where we can get the word out. So we having people coming in from around everywhere just to be live. I believe it's on Zoom. And it's going to be probably at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time next Saturday morning. It's Mandy the Mentor International. It's Mandy the Mentor Woman in the Mirror Master Class 2. And so if you ain't doing nothing this Saturday morning, that's May 20th. You know, those of you listening on the network and on the phone lines, you want to go to mandythementor.com and up under contact, register. You got time to register. The link is out there. All that stuff that they got out there is out there. Go to her page, Mandy the Mentor. Go to her page. It's out there on social media. I ain't got no notes in front of me, so I'm just going off the top of my head right now. I didn't pull out no notes because I'm by myself, and Sean. And so since when you running it by yourself, you're running the switchboard, the phone lines, my phone going off. It's a lot going on over here in the studio tonight. But
You got it. Yeah. Good job. You're doing a great job.
I'm just letting you know when you get ready to do your part, because see, a lot of people, they think we just sit down at the mic. It's a lot of preparing to put all these shows together, and this is why you have co-host and host that hosts with you, because assistants, they do a lot of this stuff. Me and Mandy just normally sit down here and talk, but tonight E-Man had to do everything on two shows, and so I appreciate you hanging out with me tonight. A lot of people don't know it takes a lot to talk for an hour, Finchon. It takes a lot for talk. You know, you want the music to eat up half of it in the commercials, because, well, it takes a lot to talk. But as I was saying, we want to entertain you. We want to get you relaxed. We do jazz night. We do blues night. We do gospel night. We have fun. We have stress busters over here. We do comedy. We do it all for the whole man.
I love that comedy. Love that comedy.
You love that comedy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Laughing is so important.
Yes. Talk about that for a minute.
Oh, just to release, to move your mind away from, like, all the things. Everything is not stressful, but the things that are more serious, we'll say. And and just to laugh. It just feels good. And I listen to comedy in the car. I mean, I have, you know, the radio station, and it's comedy. And
right.
It helps me, you know. Instead of getting all frustrated in traffic, I listen to that comedy or music or audiobook or whatever. But I love listening to comedy. Love it.
And yes, that's beautiful, because that's what we do. You know, we have comedy night, and a lot of time it's Christian comedy, because, you know, we try to keep it clean. And for you to, because ain't nothing like Broderick Bryce, my boy Broderick. You remember Broderick Bryce, for Sean? Don't you remember Broderick Bryce? You probably don't remember. You probably don't remember.
Nope.
You don't remember Small Fry? You know.
Yes, I do remember. Yes.
Boy, ain't nobody like little Small Fry. You know, and so we might be having comedy night coming up pretty soon. And so that's what we do. As I sit back and created these shows, it's for the whole man, where you able to get something where when you lay down, or because we kind of did it coming off the pandemic. Because people weren't able to sleep at night. They was overwhelmed, and we was trying to give some relief. And so this is what the E-Man After Show and the Men Did a Mentor Show. So tonight, to all of you that's been on, join this show on tonight and on the network that follow We Talk Radio Network, I have my guest co-host tonight, Miss Frenchon. She's hanging out with me on tonight. She's sitting in for Mandy, and Mandy will be back next Sunday night. She'll be back ready, rested up. We had a great day on yesterday. Frenchon, I took my wife out to a spa day yesterday. You know, we did couples.
Let's go. Yes.
Yeah, we did that couples thing where, you know, we both got a massage together. Boy, look at her. Brother feel good. Ha, shut up. You heard what I told Miss Wright, didn't you? I told Miss Wright,
when she got
to talking, something hit my mind. I just tried to keep it clean because she elderly. She probably couldn't be able to handle it.
So in other words, both of you felt good from the massage and from each other.
Yeah, you feel me. And so, and to all you married couples out there, and hopefully you celebrated your wife or your sister or your mother or that person that's a mother, I just took mine out, you know, and did a spa day, and we ate good, we hung out and just had fun. Why? Because, man, we are living in some stressful times. You know what I'm saying? And this world, I tell you, I do understand the times we're living in, but you got to, whatever you do to relieve stress, you know, do it. Because, boy, I tell you, you done got crazy out here in the streets, Frenchon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, really finding, that's so important. Like, and for those of you and us and, you know, all the people, if you don't know what does that for you, what is your outlet? What relieves your stress? You got to find that thing out. Because people out here dying from stress.
Well, I told people the best stress reliever is sex, Frenchon. That's what I tell people. You know, everybody look at me like I'm crazy, but I think that's the number one.
That is one. I don't know about number one, but that is one.
Right. What I tell them is, because a lot of people don't understand it, that it releases the endorphins and all that stuff in your body. You know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I came on some of the stress is number one. You know, people are, you know how Christian people is anyway. They clam up when you start talking like that. You know, I'm a bag. I don't want to be in that. When it comes to money and sex, I don't know what it is about the Christian community. That's another whole
thing. I don't know why. The Bible talks about it. Why can't we talk about it?
I don't know, buddy. But anyway, you know, we had a good time. And so to those of you on the network, you know, hopefully today, whatever time zone you in, If your mother's living, you spoke to your mother, and for Sean, we'll see it this way on tonight. If you're at odds with your mother, you need to make it up. It ain't even worth it. Wouldn't you agree, for Sean?
I definitely would agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Call her. You got time. What is this? 10:35. 10:35 Central Standard Time. I don't know what time zone you in. You got to 12 o'clock to pick up the phone and say, how you doing, mama? Just checking on you. Call and check on your mama, you know, because once you get up out of here, you won't be hear a voice. I think I shared that on the last show. I had a friend. Then I shared that on the last show that he had a, what was his friend, Sean, an answer machine. You know, and he.
Oh yes, well, that, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a friend. He have an answer machine, and to those of you, I'm telling my age now. Remember answer machines? You know, his mother voice was on the answer machine, and he began to share with me. He kept that answer machine, but what's ironic? A lot of the messages on the machine have faded, but when he get to his mother voice, it's coming through loud and clear. You understand what I'm saying? Because God got ways that he know how to speak to us. You know what I'm saying? And so to that person that been holding whatever you holding and ain't called mama, you need to call mama. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't go by, you got time. I'm going to do like they do at the altar call. You got, what do you say, you got 30 seconds to come on down? You at least you got 2 hours and 35 seconds to call mama.
Yeah. And
but for sure, I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight. Huh?
Oh, I was just saying, and just do your part. If for any of the people that are in that type of situation, and every situation is not that where the mom, your mom may not be receptive, or she may be, but at least do what you can do.
Yes, yes. And on that note, man, I want to thank you for hanging out with me. I want to appreciate you hanging out. Call back in next Sunday night for Sean.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, call back in.
I enjoyed it. It was wonderful.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Call back in. Amanda will be back, and we're glad to have you to come and sit around the domino table, you know, because this is what – because, see, around the domino table with men, you know, conversation, we don't have a we don't have what you call organized conversation. All kind of stuff come out around the domino table. You know, and
oh,
so we
boy.
Don't.
Oh boy!
Yeah, yeah. You know your dad and them played dominoes. You know how they did around the domino table. And
yes,
so
yes.
This is how this show is created. We don't. Just because we Christians, we don't curve our conversation because we Christians. We have real conversation. You know, because we're around the domino table. You know, you might hear somebody use some colorful words. You know, you should be grown enough and mature to handle it. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is what this show is all about. You got to be mature to listen to the E-Man After Show, you know, because we're going to say a whole lot of stuff unapologetically, too, you know, because I don't go back and apologize. Most of the time when I'm saying it, I mean it. you understand? But a lot of time people want you to be tactful. They use buzzwords like you need to use wisdom. No, I don't need to use wisdom. I want you to get the point in what I'm saying. I mean what I'm saying because – this is the problem. We go over people's head and they miss what we're saying, you know, and this is why we in the problem in the world that we have in today, because people are going way over people's head to where we can't get it. And we just want to try to help you to get it. And so people keep coming back. I was talking to the owner today. People keep coming back and listening to the E-Man After Show. She encouraged my heart on the day, and I know I encouraged her. So thank you, Miss Kia Davis. This is a black woman that sits here at these microphones and allow us to come sit back on a Sunday night and allow our voices to be heard. And so since all of you guys keep coming back on a Sunday night and around the globe and on the network, I want to thank you. I'll probably never see you, never meet you. You know, you probably run into me and don't even know I'm E-Man because I get that a lot. Oh, you E-Man. For Sean, we got a high rise down here in Dallas, Texas. We hung out with all... We had, and these are our Caucasian sisters and brothers, about 10 of them, listen to the E-Man After Show. And me and Amanda had an opportunity to meet them all. They tell me, y'all hilarious, but they was encouraging. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we recognize why we are here. And so, and one of the young men, he was like, I just like because you're so transparent. You don't sugarcoat nothing, E-Man. He's like, that's what we need more of. Why? Because at the end of the day, we all like real. Don't nobody like fake. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
Yeah.
And Friend Sean, I think I done held you long enough. I'm not going to take it to 11 o'clock. And so I want to appreciate you hanging out. I want you to come back. You're always welcome to come back to and sit in with the E-Man After Show and come back to the Mandy the Mentor Show. Thank you all that called in on Mandy's show and the E-Man Show and congratulated your mother. We want to thank all of you. But listen, we want you guys to have a productive, blessed week. For Sean, you feel like praying us out tonight? You pray, don't you, for Sean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you pray. I'm just messing with you. But, you know, I love praying out in conversations, too, because that's what we do. When we open up for conversations, we open up a lot of cans of worms. But we, you know, with all hearts and minds are clear, you know, we sometimes we want to pray it out where people won't misconstrue, you know, because people can take stuff back and make it be something it ain't even is, you know what I'm saying? And so we want all hearts and minds clear. So to all of you that's on the network tonight, thank you for once again. Come back tomorrow night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lack with Brand New Day over here on We Talk Radio Network. They up before E-Man. Shout out to all the great personalities that listen to the E-Man After Show. Pastor Jeremy Glenn, shout out to all of you guys that's doing such a great job on this network. And so for Sean, if you will pray us out tonight, just lift up this world, man. Just lift up this world. And I want to appreciate you and hang out with me again. Glad to have you on tonight.
I look forward to it. Father God, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for the conversation. Thank you for the thought. Thank you for everything that was shared. I just pray that you bless all of us, bless your people, that we go to bed and have peaceful rest, that we unite with our mothers, prepare our hearts, prepare our mothers' hearts to come together and show love and know that that relationship is so valuable. I just pray for all of the people that have listened. I pray for all the people that will listen to future shows, to replays, and to all the things that that are shared. And I just pray for forward conversations, for love to be shared amongst your people and into the world, that it will overflow and overflow and overflow into people around us, that we will show your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. We touch and agree. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the E-Man After Show for another great episode. Until next time, be blessed and have a blessed, productive week. Until then, from Sean, you have a blessed, productive night, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good friend of mine. We've been knowing each other for the last 20-some years. She's hanging out tonight. We see you guys on the phone line. We want to thank you. Mandy will be back on next Sunday night. We want you guys, once again, I do want to plug her masterclass that's coming up. It's coming up this Saturday, May 20th. It's Mandy the Mentor. I'm trying to find my notes here. It's Mandy the Mentor. I got some notes here somewhere. They just handed them to me. Yes, it's Mandy the Mentor Masterclass 2. Go to MandyTheMentor.com and register up under Contact Me and be a part of that great masterclass that's happening this Saturday. Woman all the way from South Africa, Minister Karen Julie, she's going to be speaking. It's breakout season, paradigm shift. Yes, you want to be a part of that. These ladies around here have been doing a good job and a great job. They've been working hard. And I tell you, it's just a blessing. And so to all of you, we want you to have a productive week. We want you to have a blessed week. E-Man is out on tonight. And thank you for listening. Good night, everybody. Peace.
this wouldn't be right if I didn't have you by my side.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.